I'm just a little hesitant to reveal this to you, but I feel like it was a good idea for you to know. I have a condition that seems to be getting worse, and it's affecting my life. The condition is called CRS. It stands for Can't Remember Stuff. I don't know who came up with that. What? Do you? We'll talk about that. I don't know who came up with that cute little acronym, but I learned it from Judy Hook's father many years ago. I heard about two old guys who were enjoying a friendly conversation one day, and when one of the men asked the other, he said, "Hey, George, how was that memory clinic that you went to last month?" And George said, "It was outstanding." He said, "They taught me, all of us, the latest techniques like visualization and diet and exercise, puzzle games for seniors, and all kinds of good stuff." And that first guy said, "That sounds really great. What was the name of the clinic?" George went blank, and he couldn't remember, and he thought, and he said, "Ah, what is the name of that flower with the long stem and the thorns?" And his friend said, Rose, "That's right." And then George turned to his wife and he said, "Hey, Rose, what was the name of that clinic?" No. Here's another one I've shared before. It's a cute little poem. It goes like this. "I've gotten used to my arthritis, and to my dentures I'm resigned. I can manage my bifocals, but God, I miss my mind." I'm fully aware that some of you might not really enjoy this subject. Getting older and all the baggage that comes with it can be discouraging. Well, perhaps this will help a little bit. And I shared this just a few weeks ago. Abraham was 75 years old when God called him into his ministry. Began his ministry at the age of 75. Moses was 80 years old when he encountered the burning bush. And you know what happened after the burning bush? Aaron, who accompanied Moses, was 83 years old. That's how old I am. And not to be outdone, Joshua led the children of Israel into the promised land when he was 85 years old. Chris says he's just a kid, right? And just in case those biblical examples you don't feel like are applicable to us today, consider three modern examples. Golda Meir was 71 years old when she became the prime minister of Israel. Benjamin Franklin was 81 years old when he framed the U.S. Constitution. George Bernard Shaw was 94 years old when one of his plays was premiered. Listen, you are vital at every age. Don't be surprised that God still uses senior citizens. Amen. Now, thankfully, CRS can be no big deal sometimes. However, we all know that it can at other times be life-changing and not necessarily in a positive way, but I may not be talking about what you think I'm talking about right now. Even though I've had a lot to say about older folks, forgetting what is important can happen at any age. And God clearly told his chosen people, and he told us at the same time, that he wants us to remember him. He wants us to remember the things that he does for us, that he did for us. And in fact, God made a big deal out of some of them. For instance, think about the Passover. Let's have a refresher course just in case you've forgotten what this is. The Jews were slaves in Egypt. God sent Moses to Pharaoh. with a message, "Let my people go." And Pharaoh was stubborn, so God sent the plagues. And the worst one was the last one, the night that the angel of death came over and the firstborn child of all the Egyptians was slain. And I'm sure you remember that God told the Jews to place the blood of a lamb over their doorpost, and the angel of death would pass over and not harm them. Pass over and not harm them. That was the origin of the word Passover. And God said, in essence, don't ever forget it. Don't ever forget it. In fact, these are his exact words in Exodus 12, 14. This is a day you are to commemorate for the generations to come as a festival to the Lord, a lasting ordinance. But many of the Jews did not. They moved on. They stopped telling this story to their children. They stopped telling it to their grandchildren. They replaced the sacred with the secular. They did not remember. They forgot. There's a story in 2 Chronicles chapter 30 that took place centuries later. King Hezekiah sent word from Jerusalem to all the Jews who were now scattered all over the place, inviting them to come back to Jerusalem in order to observe the Passover, to remember and to celebrate God's salvation for them. And Hezekiah sent messengers out all parts of the world to those people, to those Jews, with the proclamation. And I just love this part of the message. I'm going to read it to you. He said, "People of Israel, return to the Lord, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, that he may return to you who are left. Do not be like your parents or your fellow Israelites who were unfaithful to the Lord, the God of their ancestors, so that he made them an object of horror. Do not be stiff-necked as your ancestors were. Submit to the Lord. Come to his sanctuary, which he has consecrated forever. Serve the Lord your God so that his fierce anger will not turn away from you. He will not turn his face from you if you return to him." Did you hear that last part? If you return to him. Do you know how the Jews responded to those messengers? Many of them scorned them and ridiculed them and refused to listen to them. Not all the people were that stiff-necked. Some did go back to Jerusalem and they did celebrate the Passover. They remembered and they had a great celebration. Go to 2 Chronicles chapter 30 this afternoon and read about it again. It's a great story. When I did that, this came to my mind today, in this world, in this country, in this state, in Ellicott City and all around the area, there are people gathered today who are remembering God's immeasurable glory in their lives. They have come to his sanctuary. They are serving him by worshiping him. They are remembering, and you are part of that group. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But there are others all around us, many others, who, even though they may have heard about God's grace, have moved on, just like the ancient Jews did. They're not gathered for worship today, here or anywhere else. In fact, just this week I was reading somewhere that less than 50% of Americans go to church today. Considerably fewer than 50%. And some of those people may even scorn some of us because we have chosen to worship the Lord God. And I know that to be true for some of you because you have told me. Do not follow their example, brothers and sisters. Do not forget God. Do not forget God. If you forget what God has done for you, you might as well take a jackhammer to the foundation of your faith. In fact, it can be very dangerous to forget God. How dangerous? Well, listen to what God himself had to say in the Old Testament. Jeremiah 13, he said, I will scatter you like chaff driven by the desert wind because you have forgotten me. In Jeremiah 18, he said, my people have forgotten me. They burn incense to worthless idols. Their land will be a subject of horror and of lasting scorn. All who pass by will be appalled and will shake their heads. End quote. Now, of course, that was talking about ancient Israel. But do you think that doesn't apply to modern America today? God hates it when we forget him. God hates it when we worship other things or people rather than worshiping him. This is from Ezekiel 23, 25. God said, since you have forgotten me and turned your back on me, you must bear the consequences. We need a revival, brothers and sisters, in this nation. We need a revival, a spiritual avalanche to overwhelm this nation like the ocean coming in with a big wave. I pray for it all the time. In fact, every Sunday morning before I get out of bed, I pray that the Holy Spirit will descend upon each of you in this setting right here. Let's pray for that earnestly. Lord God, revive us. Pour out your Spirit on us, Lord. We are here. We have not forgotten you. We love you, Lord, and we know you love us. May your Spirit, Lord, lift us into your presence and change us and strengthen us and use us to your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Let's go back to the Passover a minute. The Passover, of course, was a preview of God's plan for the future. The blood of the Lamb, Jesus Christ, not just over a doorpost, but poured out for us. And I'm sure that you do remember this awesome prophecy from Isaiah 53. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to our own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. We must never forget. And we must never be apathetic. If you're here today for any other reason other than remembering and honoring and worship the Lord God Almighty, then I urge you, metaphorically speaking, I urge you to return to Jerusalem and celebrate the Passover. Who wants to be first? Thank God that he's given us so many ways to help us remember his divine plan. Just think about Lent. Think about the Lord's Supper. Think about Easter. Think about Advent. Think about Christmas. Think about the rainbow. So many ways to remember And all those are gifts from God to help us to remember and focus and celebrate the right things. The right things. The right things. They're all very powerful reminders that our greatest priority in life is to worship God. I wish that I had an income based on how many times I say that. I started saying that years ago in the 70s. God laid that upon my heart, and I've been saying it ever since. Every group I've ever led, every church I've ever spoken in, I just believe in that with all my heart. That is the greatest priority in your life, and that is to worship God. Please remember that. And please let it guide you. Here's some more thoughts. Did you ever fail at something godly? Of course you did. Remember His grace. Do you ever feel weak? I'm almost laughing when I ask that one. Do you ever feel weak? Remember His strength. Do you ever feel in need? Remember that He is your provider and He is your helper. Do things in your life ever feel dark? Remember that He is your light. Do you ever regret your sins? Remember that He is the God of mercy. Say amen, somebody. Amen. Of course, you can keep on failing, and you can keep on feeling weak or being weak. You can keep on wallowing in the feeling of being needy. And you can even try to hide in the darkness if you want to. What a tragedy! What a tragedy. Remember this, God is as close to you as the air you breathe. Say amen, somebody. Thank you. Here's a question for you. Do you feel like this sermon is a little long? Don't answer that question out loud. Well, take heart, my friends, because I asked my computer to give me a list of all the scriptures where God gave us a directive to remember, and it spit out over 100 scriptures. I am not going to review them. I decided not to do that. Aren't you glad? Let me say this. We always stand in need of His forgiveness. Say amen, somebody. We always stand in need of His forgiveness. What I will do is conclude this with these words from God Himself. As recorded for us in Isaiah 49, He said, "Can a mother forget the baby at her breast and have no compassion on the child she has born? Though she may forget, I will not forget you. See, I have engraved you on the palms of my hands." Thanks be to God. Let's pray. Oh, Father God, how can we thank You enough? How can we worship You deeply enough? How can we praise You with enough joy to let You know how much we love You? How grateful we are for Your cross, for Your mercy. Oh, Heavenly Father, may Your Holy Spirit revive us as You revive this nation. In Jesus' name, amen.